If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, don't forget to leave a like. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy under the lion mask, Jay, and with me is my bestie for Resty, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing pretty good, Jay. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Easy week for me, Aaron.
You know what, Jay? I might have been dragged into this, you know, kicking and screaming, right? And after like the first episode, I was really down on it.
I know. You were like,
I was very irritable. I was just irritable that day. I felt like a jerk after I sent it to you. I was like, I'm being like too hard. I just gotta relax.
I was looking at those text messages, and like those purple swirly marks were coming off of
me. I know. I think I was just having a bad day or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or really wasn't looking forward to it.
Right.
But as it went on, it wore on me, and I was like, this is fine. But what anime is fine, Jay?
We're talking about the Slime Classic. That time I got reincarnated as a slime.
And I do have the synopsis ready. This mm-hmm. comes from our friends over at My Anime List. Taking a break from his time as a teacher, the powerful slime Rimuru Tempest returns to his kingdom named Tempest, just in time to begin the negotiations with a nearby nation. The Kingdom of Erizenia. While the negotiations are anything but peaceful, they do end successfully, allowing Rimuru to return and finish teaching. When trying to return to Tempest this time permanently, Rimuru is stopped by a mysterious figure who is somehow able to constrain the many magical abilities he has at his disposal.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should just finish it. It's long. I'm already here. In Tempest, the situation is even worse. A group of unknown humans has invaded the land and are assaulting its citizens, both influential and innocent. And they are not trying to bring harm either. They have the intent to kill. Can Rimuru overcome this, his powerful and dangerous foe, and return to Tempest before it is too late? The answer? No. Unfortunately.
It does not make it in time.
Does not make it in time.
Super duper spoiler.
Yeah.
But things work out on the end.
Yeah, it's fine. Nothing of consequence ever happens in this anime.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm okay with that.
All right, Jim. Do you have the synopsis? Do you have some facts?
The facts, for us? Yeah. So That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime is a fantasy isekai anime released in, I didn't write the year, I think it was 2021 when it was released. I know it was delayed. Both first part of the second season and second part of the season were both delayed due to COVID. I think that timing. 2020
works out
when COVID happened. Yeah, so I think this came out in 2021. It's 24 episodes, not including the two recap episodes. It's based on the novel by Fuse, and as far as I know, this is the only thing Fuse has ever worked on. This is directed by Atsushi Nakayama, who was the assistant director for the first season. Now he's the director for the actual director, and some other stuff that he's directed was Absolute Duo. He worked on Sekirei and Love Get Chu. Studio is Studio 8-Bit, and we've covered a couple anime from them. Encouragement to Climb, one that we covered recently, Blue Lock. And they are set to do the third season of Laid Back Camp. This is licensed by Crunchyroll. The music is done by a group of composers called Elements Garden. And the only anime that I recognize that they've worked on was Rosario plus Vampire.
That's interesting.
Yeah. They have worked on other
Anime.
anime stuff and games and stuff. I don't know, because like from their wiki it was hard to tell if they worked on the game or like the anime adaptation of the game.
Right.
So I don't know, because like True Tears was on there, but I don't know if it was the adult visual novel or if it was the anime.
That's fair.
And then speaking of music, the opening song is called Storyteller and it's by True. I could not find anything on True because of their name. And what's interesting is the ending song is called Story Seeker, so Storyteller and then Story Seeker. And then that's done by Stereo Dive Foundation. And they've provided music for the anime Gangsta and Food Wars Season 4.
Oh, fourth plate, Jane?
Yes. Do you have anything you want to talk about the music? Anything that stands
Oh,
out to you?
no, second half openings, endings, Jane?
Oh, you're right. I don't have them.
No.
It's okay.
I forget, yeah, but those are they're good too. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're but okay. It's fine. Nothing too
What about
crazy
the
to write home
OST?
to. Same thing, nothing too crazy to write home to.
Yeah. Nothing that crazy,
Nothing that
I
crazy.
guess. And then as for you're gonna say something?
No, you good.
Okay. And as for cross media, there's the novel that this was based on, and there's a light novel, and then there's a manga, or there's a whole bunch of manga actually. And then there was a movie that came after this second season, which is called Bond, Scarlet Bond, I think is what it's called.
Yes.
So, Aaron, do you have anything general that you want to talk about?
Yeah, I guess we can like jump into it. This is a bit of a spoiler for the end part of the podcast.
Okay.
But I could go for more slime.
Me too,
I could
definitely.
go for some more. I was like thinking about it like kind of tough. And I know I was like hard on it. I don't think this is a like as good as a sequel to like When They Cry. I think I was just like, I don't know if I was just like, do you remember what you rated it, Jay, the first season?
Maybe a
I know I should have looked
maybe
into it.
maybe a recommend or maybe a pro I probably didn't give it a pass. I probably gave it like either a recommend or a I recommend, something like
I feel like
that.
I hated on it a bit too much, I think, in the first one. Without really confirming if I how much I did, but I'm pretty sure I did. Yeah, it was okay. I didn't have a
It
bad
grew on
time with
you a
this.
little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I literally watched the whole back half today.
Really?
Yeah. I woke
Man,
up early and
I was doing like 3 episodes a day.
I should have. But these last 2 days I've been busy, so I was like, oh, it's fun.
You know what really helped my anime watching was downloading Crunchyroll on my phone
Really?
instead of waiting to go home.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's what I mean, that's what I usually do. I usually watch it at work, but
Right.
I was very busy this week, so I couldn't watch any.
Yeah.
I enjoyed what it was. Like when I finally settled down to like, hey, it is what it is or whatever, right? Like we're not watching some crazy like work of art here. It's
Yes, nothing that
just,
you have to pay crazy attention to.
yeah, it's just a turn your mind off junk food anime.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely one of those.
Because there was points where I was like, I think when one of my biggest complaints from the first season was like, there are no stakes in this anime, like not really.
Yeah.
I do think it's hilarious that they try to peddle the there's only a 3% chance that we can save them. It's like, come on, Come on. I was telling a friend.
3.14 chance.
Yeah, I was telling.
What was the point of it saying?
Yeah, that
what
low.
What was the point of him saying that?
I was telling my friend. It could have been 0.00001%. Like, it wouldn't matter. They were gonna come out on top. And what the crazy part was, like, I was about to give it its due because I was like, it had the balls to kill off like a major character.
Right.
Shield. And yeah, and I was like, wow, what a crazy dark moment. And they were like, no, I didn't just bring her back to life.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, like in 3 episodes, they're like, oh yeah, it's fine.
Man, but those 3 episodes were pretty cool.
Yeah, you know what? They were pretty cool. That's why I'm like not too mad about them. I was like,
I really enjoyed those 3 horrible humans getting their comeuppance. Well, not really the girl. I felt bad for the girl.
Oh yeah, she didn't get to fight really
at all. It's like she was in the town. She tried to use her death power, whatever it was. Yeah. It didn't work. And then I don't know what happens to her for the rest of the fight. She just like, my power doesn't work, and she curled up into a ball or something. I don't know what she did.
You know what I don't understand?
What's that?
So like the cockiness of the 2 dudes. Like you knew they were in a magic stopping field. Like,
yeah. And they were like going toe to toe in that.
Yeah. And then they just like steamrolled them. It was very cool to see them like they just get like manhandled.
Yeah, it was really cool seeing like all the people that like Rimuru like upgraded, like really showing off their skills and stuff.
See, that's why
really cool.
I mean, I just want like an actual fight. There hasn't been like no actual fights in this anime, yeah. I feel.
It's all been one-sided.
It's
so
all
far.
Yeah, just get steamrolled.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is about like a one-sided fight, like you're rooting for the guy that's like crazy overpowered. It's pretty satisfying to be.
Yeah, it is. You're not wrong.
It's pretty, yeah. But I get what you're saying, that there hasn't been a real threat yet.
There's no like tension. Mm-hmm. Like Rimuru walks into a situation, I'm like, it doesn't matter. He's gonna walk away.
Doesn't matter if you die, doesn't matter if
he's gonna win.
Disintegrated.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, in the movie, spoiler, I watched the movie too. Aaron didn't, but there's something that happens in there that's like it has to do with reviving, and it was pretty ridiculous to me.
That's so funny.
I'll tell you about it after the podcast.
But that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did really enjoy those 3. Well, I guess those 2 cocky guys getting beat the hell up, especially spiky hair guy, Geld beating the crap out of him with regeneration power.
That was intense. That was so cool.
I know. He's like, I'm going to test your healing power.
And he had the blood over his armor. That was so cool.
Yeah.
You know what one of my favorite scenes was? And it's What's like that? Hilarious. Was
I think I know what you're talking about. Like,
yeah, was the one other guard guy, the head guard. Mm-hmm. He's like, all right, I'm going to go find some meat shields for your boss. And he steps out and immediately gets sniped. Oh my god, I don't think I've laughed so hard. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it made it seem like he was gonna be like some sort of important thing because he had like some sort of like inherited power or like some special trait. I'm gonna use my spearhead ability and then use everybody as a meat shield. And then you can escape my king.
I do think it's very funny though that they he already erased his like crazy killing power. He gave it up already.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the one that...
It transformed into something else, though, right?
Well, I think he, like, used it to convert himself or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, you know what also is hilarious in here, Jay? And we talked about it last time, but, man, the Jesus imagery in this anime is very funny.
Like, are you talking about, like...
Like, the savior imagery?
Yes.
like Rimuru in his
The white robe.
the white robes. I was like, okay, guys, that's like not.
He's an angel descending from heaven
Yeah, exactly. To
revive the
revive.
fallen
It
people.
was so. It was so on the nose. I was like, come on. Let's try. But the one big thing that bugged me about this anime after I started getting into it, right? The first season felt like there was a chunk missing. I don't know if you felt the same way.
Man, I don't. What was the chunk that was missing?
So, like, the whole, like, love story between the Majin and the one dude, the hero. Like, it felt so rushed. Like, they were literally like, one episode, oh, we met. And the next thing she goes, oh, I got a crush on him. Third episode, well, I love him. I'm willing to throw away my trust in Rimuru to protect this girl. And I really felt like there was something missing there. Like, we should have gotten another story with them. To at least, like, sell the fact that they're, you know, a couple. Or at least, like, love each other. Instead of being like, oh, here's a cold open of her looking at him blushing.
Yeah.
He's using her as a lap pillow. And now they're in love. Like, I don't know if there was a story between them. But it definitely felt there was supposed to be something there. And then doing a little bit of research into it, I guess there's like a scene in the first opening where this scene doesn't happen in the anime, but it's Rimuru fighting a bunch of like monsters by himself.
Okay.
And apparently that's from the light novel.
Oh.
Like they just adapted a scene from the light novel and put it in the opening. Yeah, they just completely skipped. So, I don't, like, again, I don't know if there was a love story between the two of them, but seems like there could have been. And now that I know, like, they skip some things, like, because it just goes from it just goes from 0 to 100, like, really quick.
Yeah.
Especially with, like, they're like, oh, let's go storm the Tempest.
Yeah.
And then they're just storming Tempest the next episode. Something that big. Like, it definitely feels like the first half of the season was, like, barred down by, like, too much stuff they wanted to get through. Like, it feels like they're like, okay, we want to get to this part in the light novel, so let's cut out some stuff instead of taking their time.
Right.
To work on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like where the second half of this the season is pretty dope, is interesting.
Right.
You get to learn about the different demon lords and their associations with everybody.
Quite a few of them.
Yeah, and they're really interesting. Who's your favorite, Jay? Who do you want to know more about?
I like the Harpy Lady.
She's cool.
I like the giant.
He's cool. They're all pretty cool, actually. The vampire girl.
Vampire Girl is super dope.
I love it was the dragon or whatever that knew right away. But like everybody knew already, which was pretty funny. trying to think anything else, Jay.
You know what I want to know about is that main goblin rider kid. What's that horn that he uses to blast things?
I don't know. It's cool though, huh?
It's super cool. I was like, where'd you get that from?
Read the light novel, Jane. It tells you how he got the horn.
Read the novel then. Read the novel.
I know. Trying to think anything else, Jay. Anything else you want to mention?
Other than the fights, I really...
Really cool fights.
Really cool fights. I really like the old ogre dude chopping off the cocky guy's head.
Ooh, and that was so tight.
To his friend.
That was so cool. I really love that he's like, well, you're about to catch up to me. He's like, what? That was tight.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that fight would have went on a little bit longer because they were both like cocky.
Yeah.
It was a really cool fight, but it only lasted for like 30 seconds. Yeah, it was like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. I wish like the Berserker dude would have had a longer fight as well.
Yeah, with Guild.
Yeah.
Geld is so cool. He might be like my favorite like minor character in this anime.
He's so cool. I really like the fairy, the Labyrinth fairy.
Oh yeah, she's cool.
I think she's adorable.
It's funny like when you like look at all the demon lords. I was like, how did this guy become a, like the sleeping dude? How did he become a demon lord?
Well, he's probably sleeping like all broken. I bet you.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure he has some sort of like weird inherited ability.
Right. It's also really funny to see the Hulk hands, the Milam's Hulk hands that he made her.
Oh, yeah.
The gauntlets. Those are so funny. I'm glad those made a return.
I know.
All right. Oh, you know who I want to see more of?
Hmm.
I guess we're going to dip a little bit into characters, but I want to see more of that three-tailed fox.
Oh, yeah.
It was so cute.
Yeah, the one that Clayman had, right? That
Rigger
saved.
What's his what's his name? Rongo? Is that his name?
Oh, the wolf?
Yeah.
Ranga.
Ranga, it's Ranga. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanna see them hang out.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool. Like he takes a small one under his wing or something.
Yeah. Well, it's turns big, so
yeah.
Wow, it's just like Kirara, Jay, from Inuyasha.
Oh, yeah.
But I think Kirara was a cat, right? It's like a fox, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Maybe it is a cat, who knows? It's adorable, though.
One thing I'm really excited about for, like... Because one thing I was excited about going into this one was, like, if anybody was going to get, like, upgraded again, like how they did in the first season. And technically, everybody did, right? Everybody got like a gift,
but it's so dumb.
It was like nothing.
I was so upset.
I know, me too. I was like, oh man, what's Guild gonna look like? What's the goblins gonna look like? And they just look the same, but they're just more powerful, I guess.
The gift that pissed me off, right? Mm-hmm. Or it pissed me off because I was like, wow, they gave her that. Was like Shion's. Was like, oh I can like
chef.
Cook, yeah. And I was like, wow, everyone probably got something broken and she can cook. But everyone else just got dumb stuff. They didn't get anything like crazy.
Right.
I mean, what's his face? The other ogre dude. I mean, he got the, like, he can see tactics or whatever.
Oh, yeah. He's like a tactician, master technician now, right?
Yeah, something like that.
He could forecast what's going to happen in a battle.
Yeah. But
I was like, I was so excited, and then I was like, oh man, they look the same still, and nothing happened.
Right.
But leading into like this new season that'll come up, hopefully, since they recruited that skull zombie dude.
I feel like it's getting a little ridiculous with the allies he's recruiting.
He has like a zombie people now on his team.
Yeah, it's getting a little ridiculous here. Especially with like a greater demon on his side.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like,
how do you feel about Diablo? I guess we could go in a little bit into characters, but
Diablo seems cool. Diablo seems cool. I would love to see more of him.
Mm-hmm.
He is so cool.
And he's like crazy powerful. Like before he even got his name, he was already powerful.
Oh yeah, he was already super strong. I really liked. I can go for more Diablo.
I hope that Rimuru names all the zombies.
That'd be pretty
so
cool.
That'd be super cool.
I hope.
And then I hope he names. Go ahead.
I hope Rimuru shoves one of the zombies back into the ground. That'd be pretty cool.
I also hope he names the fox thing.
Oh, that'd be cute.
That'd be cool.
All
He for
right.
sure is gonna name the skull guy, I bet.
I mean, he has a name.
Yeah, but so did Diablo. I guess
No.
his name was like Demon Noir, I think
Yeah,
is what his
he
name
didn't have
was.
like an actual name.
He didn't have an actual name, yeah.
Yeah, he had like a what he goes by, but he didn't have a name. He even says it. He's like, I don't have a name. He's like
Yeah.
the what is he calling it? The Black Ooze or something? He
Something, it
calls him
was Noir,
something.
it was like Noir something.
Did you watch the dub or the sub?
Sub.
Okay, yeah, because he calls him the red haired demon, calls him like the black something.
Oh, yeah.
But I just don't remember. And I guess, well, what you call it calls him that too, right? The priest, the archmage.
I was disappointed that the two other demons that Rimuru summoned died right away.
Oh, they did it because they loved
Wanted
it,
to
Jay.
save it. Yeah. I know they loved it, but man, it would have been cool if like he had more demons on his side.
Oh man, he's so cool.
Cause those other two, they look pretty cool.
Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't get to see him even fight. There
Yeah.
was like that little
They
one
did.
that like disappeared off screen.
Yeah, they like scattered like as soon as the fight started,
Man, that'd been so cool.
and then they sacrificed themselves.
No, poor guys. Man, they were extremely powerful too. Because they used like all their magic was enough to fuel it.
Yeah, I thought, you know what I thought was gonna happen was like, oh, we captured the king and the other person, let's kill them. That'll put a Rimuru over the edge.
Gosh dang it.
But they just kept them alive and used them.
Cut his arm off.
Yeah,
Jeez.
that was cool.
All right, Jay. We need to talk about art and cinematography.
Yeah. Art's cool.
Yeah. Really,
Nothing,
I think one of my favorite things about this anime is the character design. A lot of them, everybody looks really, really cool.
How do you like Rimuru wearing black now?
He looks
Because
so
he's a
cool.
demon.
He looked
Yeah.
really cool.
How do you like him being taller now?
That was
I
really cool too. That was nice.
was like, okay, cool, he's taller now, he could date Shion or something. But nope,
No.
he's still not tall enough.
He's still not tall enough. I know. He got like an extra like couple inches on him.
Yeah, I would say a foot. He got
Yeah.
another foot.
But he's adorable. I love like he when he cloned himself, he was like, "Oh man, I am pretty."
I know that's why I am pretty beautiful.
Pretty strong. You got any cinematography, Jay?
Don't know. I'm think so. I mean,
Man,
that guy getting his head chopped off was pretty cool in slow motion.
you know, of all the, you just talk about a guy getting his head chopped off, all these people like, kind of dying humanely, I guess, too. Cause like he like one shots everybody, so like I doubt they like suffered, like they just like got shot like basically like shot them all in the head, which is kind of crazy. The one thing that looked like it hurt the most, or looked the craziest to me, was the first time when Milam was under what's his face's control, and he like throws her, and like her head bounces off the edge of a table.
All
That looks so like I was like I know they like they wouldn't be enough to kill her, but it looked really bad. It just like hit me in a weird way.
Yeah, dumb claiming.
Claiming, now he's gone, poor
What's
guy.
crazy is that what's crazy is she wasn't freaking.
She's pretending. I love
Yeah,
that.
pretend. I know. I was like, what the heck?
That was so funny. What a dumb twist, but I thought that was hilarious.
I know. I thought it was so dumb. I mean, I was like, okay, whatever. It sounds like something Milam would do.
Yeah, but there was a lot of clues that she wasn't or whatever, right? Like a lot of people kept pointing out, like, "Hey, you shouldn't like treat it so blindly or whatever." As soon as like the Great Sage was like, "I
There's no
don't, there's no
spell.
spell." And I was like, oh, that's so funny.
It's funny, like, even up to, like, that point, like, they were still, like, focusing on the necklace, and the necklace would sparkle or something like that,
Right.
and, like, to make the audience think that it's the necklace, but
That's so
it's, like,
funny.
not.
She's like, eh. I did like what you call it, the dragon doing anime moves on her.
Oh, yeah.
What's
Her freaking
hilarious? I don't
Street
know if
Fighter moves.
did it actually use the name of the.
It did
So
in the sub.
if you watch the, because there's the credits are rolling during the ending or whatever, they actually credit everybody.
Oh,
They
really?
credit Street Fighter and they credit Dragon Ball.
That's super cool.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, that's because I know they're not owned by Shonen Jump or
Yeah.
like Viz or whatever. So I was like, there's no way they could just no way they just said Kamehameha, like for
Yeah.
real. Like that's like a big
And
no-no.
do the and completely do the move.
Yeah, and then didn't he hit him with the Hadouken? He's
The
hitting him with Hadoukens.
Hadoukens, and he did like the Chun-Li kick or something like that, or no, it was the
Yeah.
Ryu kick.
Yeah.
All the Ryu moves.
That was really cool. That was nice. Anything else, Jay?
Think that's about it. I mean, this anime had good fights. I
Any
mean, that's a most for cinematography.
characters you really want to talk about? As good as the characters look, Jay, I wish they gave him more to do.
Yeah, there's a lot of characters too.
There's a crap ton of characters, and I get that you can't spend all the time with these people. But man, like I know like the ogres, we spent a lot of time with them
You know
last
which ogre
season.
I like the best?
Who, Jay?
The ninja one.
The ninja one, he's pretty cool.
The way that they killed their the people that were protecting that freaking diamond crystal thing,
Oh, the
like
generator?
instantly.
Oh,
Yeah.
that
It was
was.
like instant.
That's what I said. Like they just roll. Like no one ever has a challenge. Even what's his name, the Goblin Rider guy. Like that guy never has any issue.
I know he was like, well, he has like the wolves with him, but still, he was like slicing up people like nothing.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, the wolf knocks him over, I slice his stomach open. Wolf knocks him over, I.
It was pretty funny. I thought it was
Yeah.
really great.
It was really cool seeing them in the action as well.
Yeah, being like dominating forces too, which is pretty cool.
Right.
Trying to think of anybody, Jay, I do really want to talk about any like the new characters. 'Cause like Rimuru is cool or whatever.
Yeah.
Funny, Otaku being I'm trying to think. The new mage girl was pretty cool.
They introduced that another dragon that lives with a guy.
Yeah. His sister. What's his
Yeah.
name's younger sister? No, older sister.
Think it's older sister, yeah.
Yeah.
Because she refers to him as the younger brother. The Chaos
Yeah.
Dragon's her younger brother.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. That was cool.
She was almost at that meeting.
Oh,
War,
yeah.
what is it called? War Pungus or something?
Something German. German stuff.
The 8-point Lord Demons something.
Yeah, the Octogen, I think they called
Oh yeah, that's
themselves.
what it was.
Yeah, they were cool. Trying to think of anything else. And to be fair, I think I was with Rimuru's side, where he was like, why can't we just call ourselves like the eight great demon lords?
Yeah.
And really, it took that many tries for them to come up with 12 demon lords. Like, it's so funny. Trying to think of anything else, Jay, that I want to talk about here. Oh, I don't know her name, and she's going on the waifu list. I gotta figure out her name though. But the tomboy tiger who can just like
Oh, yeah.
fly.
I don't know, could fly for some reason.
Yeah, she was really cool. I really liked it. Even the Naga girl, she was hella cool too.
The snake chick.
Yeah. She was
She
super
was
cool.
powerful too.
Yeah, she was strong as hell.
I like how like when she was defeating the sword, that ice sword guy's people, that she wasn't even moving that fast. She was just like slithering around and like whooping everybody.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it looked really funny in 1.5 speed, because she was still like, it was slow. Even then, I was like, oh wow, she must be moving like really slow. Like when she was going up against the ice guy or whatever.
Yeah.
She like slithers off like screen to meet him or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that was really slow. I wonder how slow it is like normally. trying to think. Any other character you want to talk about, Jay?
Oh, I think that's it.
Was that, because Jay watched the recaps. Was the main evil dude, was he in the recap? The other human?
Wait.
Because I don't remember.
Oh! Yeah, he's one of the teachers at the school that he teaches at.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah.
Or was?
They did mention, they did mention that he's like a teacher. Okay. But he's something else. Like, I think he might be a human that was transported or something.
Yeah.
Because, like, at the end, they say that... At the end, he, like, wants to do something, right? Like, take over the world or something like that?
Yeah, he wants to be the master of that world, I guess.
Right.
See, I was really excited to see him fight Otherworlders.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're chumps. He, like, literally, like... they literally destroyed them.
Yeah.
All right, Jay. Anything else you want to mention before we end the wrap up here?
I think I'm good.
Yeah, it was a decent watch.
Yeah.
All right.
Potato chips.
Yeah. So accessibility, Jay. I mean, anybody can watch this. There's a little bit of fan service.
Yeah, mostly Shion is the fan service.
Did they did they curse in the sub, Jay? Like Shion's food tastes like.
Oh yeah. Definitely was cursing then.
There was no cursing in the dub, but it was like, shh, that's what he was like. It tastes like shh, and it was like censored. Not like, I had a censor, but it was like, yeah.
That was it definitely was spelled out in the sub.
That was really adorable. That was a really funny one. Then you can watch it on Crunchyroll, dub and subbed.
Yep.
What's next, Jay?
Yeah, rewatchability. I think I'm good.
I think I'm also fine.
Yeah.
No, nothing too.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want in season 3, Jay?
I want Rimuru to name all the zombies and name the skull guy and name the fox.
Count me in as that as well, I guess. More chips.
Yeah.
More junk
food. Other than that, I don't really care if he fights another demon lord or something.
I don't know if he would fight any. They're all like chill with each other. That's like my my favorite part.
He has a
about
problem
this.
With.
They're all quite cool with each other. They're like, oh, whatever, who cares?
Yeah, the only one Rimuru has a problem with is the Cromwell guy, the blonde.
Yeah, because he's bringing people there.
Mm.
So, and he's the one who summoned Shion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He even asked Leon, it was like, can I punch you?
And you know what? I think he was completely fair, because he was like, hey, I offered her a way out.
Mm-hmm.
He's all, I even gave her Ifrit as a
token, as a parting gift.
As a parting gift. Like,
but it's like, he said it was like, it's not my fault that it didn't take to her very well or something like that.
Yeah, it's also very interesting that all the demon lords like know about them like pulling people from other worlds, like otherworlders.
Right.
And they don't really have, like, an issue with it, which is pretty interesting, I think.
Yeah.
And then, like Rimuru was like, can you, like, not? All right, Jay. Moment of truth, what do you give it?
I give this a high recommend.
I guess a light recommend.
You know what?
That's fun.
I think it's a recommend. Just a regular recommend.
You know, you think about it, like, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, the first part up until like the freaking steamrolling over all the bad guys was a little bit boring.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I guess I didn't really talk about like my other big issue with this, and it's I don't know. It's like the same issue you have with Gundam, which is like a weird idea.
Mm-hmm.
But the politics of it all kind of bore me.
Yeah.
And the first half of both of the things were like just like politics. Like, oh, let's sit and talk trade routes.
Yeah.
Oh, really nice. They went back to the elf bar. That was cool.
Yeah. They took the goblin riders there.
No. All right, Jay. Now that we've been reincarnated as a slime and given names, are you ready for what we have for next for Anime Scary Bomb?
Yeah, let's. What do we have? What are we doing?
I figured since we're going back to slime, we should kind of go back to Attack on Titan here.
Okay.
So, it's only like 11 episodes, I believe.
Right.
So it's nothing like too crazy.
Mm-hmm. And this was the rush season, right?
I think so. Something had happened in production, I believe. That's why it was only like 11 episodes.
Yeah.
So yeah. 11 episodes, Attack on Titan season 2.
This is Studio MAPPA, right?
No, MAPPA starts at 4. So we have 3 more seasons of, or 2 more seasons of Wit.
Okay. Is Wit the one that's like, that one was overworked?
Yes.
Or is MAPPA the one that was overworked?
I mean, they're both overworked if you want to be
okay.
Fair.
But like, which one was the one that's like getting all the, that's like leaking all the information?
I mean, right now, it's wild, Jim. Because I think it was MAPPA. MAPPA's the one that forced the people to
sign non-disclosure.
Yeah, sign NDAs.
Uh-huh.
About their working conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they're working on Jujutsu Kaisen, which is something else we have to... That wasn't on your list, Jay.
That's what it was, yes.
Yeah, that wasn't on your list. So that's something we also have to cover. When it's done. But yeah, it's the working conditions on Jujutsu Kaisen. Plus, they have like 1,000 different things they're working on right now.
Mm-hmm.
So they worked on like Vinland Season 2 as well. They're working on Attack on Titan right now. And it's just very, very, very stressful for them.
Poor working conditions.
Yeah,
to say the least.
I heard this thing just recently about the poor working conditions for animators where they were talking about they have like basically at one studio an animator makes less money than somebody working at 7-Eleven there.
Oh god, what, because of all the hours they do?
Yeah,
I bet they're losing. I don't know how taxes work in Japan, but if they're but I'm sure like it doesn't add up.
Oh, plus like, I know a lot of time they're like don't even pay their overtime and all that crap.
Yeah, it's terrible. The working culture for Japan is probably one of the worst, I'm sure.
Yeah, and the anime industry is like even way worse.
Way worse, yeah.
Because it's like, no, you should do it for art. You're doing it for art. You're doing it for this, this, and that. And they work you're themselves.
Doing it for the culture or something like that.
Yeah. Anyway, Jay. Attack on Titan next week. Pretty excited.
Me too, yeah.
And if you're excited for Attack on Titan Season 2, or you enjoyed the review on Slime Isekai Season 2, go ahead, leave us a like. Subscribe to us on all your major podcasting platforms. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Instagram. Email us at animecherrybomb@yahoo.com. And that's it, everybody.
Yeah, everybody stay naming other people, I guess.